Hello?
Yes.
Hey, hi, this is Tim.
Okay, Tim, thanks. Roger.
Hey, Roger. I tried calling you back, but I don't know, the line got disconnected again. So is it a good time to talk now?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Now, can you shed a bit more light on what basically, you know, you're looking for in terms of the changes on your website, and also let me know with the number of products that you're, you know, looking to launch in there?
Well, here's the thing, and I want to get this straight, okay. Have you done e-commerce stores before? Can you hear me?
Yep, e-commerce for, you mean for Shopify specifically?
No, just have you done e-commerce stores in general?
Yes, we have. We have done.
Okay. Have you done any Shopify?
Yes, we have.
Okay. So let me step back and ask you a question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to create a Shopify store,
mm-hmm.
right? And I wanted to be able to offer laundry products for people to buy online, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your branded names like Tide, Gaint, Downy. What would be the best way to do that?
I just want one clarification here. So, like, the products that you're looking, you know, to sell on the website, are those stocked by you, or are those going to be dropshipped?
Dropshipped,
okay. If you want to, you know, manage the complete website by yourself, then I would suggest to you personally go for Shopify. It's easy to use, easy to handle. You can add, delete, make any kind of changes by yourself. Our developer would, you know, consult you and guide you through how to do it once your website is up and live. And
okay, so how do I know does Shopify have the suppliers that you work with?
Shopify as well?
Does Shopify have suppliers of products?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yes, they do. They do. It depends on
okay.
you.
Do they have suppliers that would have, do they use Amazon or Walmart as suppliers?
Well, it depends on you, which one you want to go for. They use Amazon, they use Shopify, Walmart, they use Alibaba and all of those. So it's like totally going to be your choice if you want multi-vendors in there or suppliers, or if you want to go for just one.
I'm just trying to find a company. I'm just trying to see if I could use the existing Shopify store right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to know if Shopify has, could, okay, how do I see this? Okay. Have you seen my Shopify store at all?
No, not at all. I was asking for the link, but I believe you were busy at that time. Can you let me know?
But it's called soapforthecure.com.
Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, soap, S-O-A-P, soapforthecure.com.
Okay, I got the S-O-A-P.
What's that?
I got the first word, S-O-A-P, and after that?
Soap, S-O-A-P, soap for the cure. Like for a cure for cancer, soap for the cure.
For the cure, oh, okay. I thought it's like a one word. Okay. And that's soapforthecure.com?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, I see that now. It's pulled up. Yep, Roger, now I've got your website in front of me. I see the complete thing with home, shop, contact, donate now. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, Roger, did you get the basic Shopify pack to get the website?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because it does not, you know, give you the hover effects and all of those. So that's why. Okay, I see it all. You have the donate now option. Does it like integrate with only single payment method, or all of those are included which are mentioned in there?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Like you have the option that says donate now. So if I want to, you know, go ahead and donate you the $5, would it be sent to, you know, directly just to one processor, which is like PayPal or Apple Pay, or is that going to be on all of those which are mentioned just underneath that, like Amex, Bitcoin, Discover, all of those?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Now, can you let me know what changes are you looking in there?
If what?
What are the changes in the website that
I can't I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. So what changes are you looking for in the website? Like, what are your requirements? You said you want to redesign the complete website and you want to add products, right?
Yes. Here's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I have to start all over, I can do that. Okay.
Okay.
I want to use the domain name shopforthecure.com.
Mm-hmm.
Soapforthecure.com, and I want to offer an online e-commerce store where I can go to nonprofit organizations to raise money for cancer.
Okay.
And I want to be able to offer this e-commerce store that they offer this link to their donors,
mm-hmm,
and to their followers. They can offer this e-commerce store to buy laundry product in order to raise money for them. Is Shopify the best platform?
Absolutely. Like I see two ways in there. Either you can, you know, change the price according to it. Like, for example, if something's going to cost $10, you can add extra $5 as a donation. And
okay,
if something, you know.
You know what? Maybe you. How about this? Can you send me a link to get on a Zoom call with you?
Sure. Sure, I can. Sure. Can you hold the line for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, just give me one moment.
Hey, I have to go to the bathroom, so give me a minute, okay?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Okay.
All right. Are you there? Hey, Roger, I'm right here.
Okay, let me send.
Do you?
Let me send you an email. What's your email?
Let me give you an email. Do you accept text on this number?
What's that?
Do you accept text messages on this number?
Yeah. Hold on, let me call you right back. I got another call.
Okay, in the meanwhile, I'll send you my email over the text, okay?
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you the email over the text on the same number. Okay, so just have a look.
Yeah, but can you just send me a link for a Zoom call on my email?
Absolutely, I can. Can you share your email with me?
Yes. Let me text it to you.
Sure.
No, I can't do that. What's your email address? Are you there? What's your email address?
That's sales.
Huh?
Sales, S-A-L-E-S.
Okay.
Sales.
At. Good. Sales what? Can you hear me?
Yep, can you hear me?
You see?
Okay, that's sales at Orbit.
Okay.
Design agency .com.
Okay. Okay, let me send you an email here. Hold on.
Sure. Okay, did the email go through?
Could you give me your email again? You say it's sales at orbitdesignagency.com?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, we'll deliver to you.
Okay, you just sent it?
Yeah, 871.
Okay, just one moment. Let me
R, R as in Roger, V as in Victor, O-S-H-A-L-L at mail.com.
Okay, I just refreshed the inbox. I don't see it so far. Roger, is the email sent from your end, or is it still lying in your outbox?
Did you send me an email?
No, I still don't see your email.
No, it won't deliver. I asked you to send me an email.
Oh, okay. Sorry for that. I was waiting for yours. All right, can you confirm me with your email, please?
It's R as in Roger, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, at mail.com. Not Gmail, but Gmail without a G.
Okay, I got the first word, and at. What is after at?
mail.com.
Mail.com. Perfect. Got that. Okay. Just give me one moment. Let me just send you a hi over the email, and then you can share your details over there, okay?
You get it?
Yep, I'm just drafting the email, sending in just like 20 seconds.
Okay.
All right, you can refresh your inbox now.
Didn't get anything from you.
Okay, my system showing that the email address is not correct. Let me just reconfirm it. It's R as in Roger, O as in Oscar, V as in Victor.
No, no, no. R, V as in Victor, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, at AdamAIL.com.
Okay, perfect. I got that. Okay, did you get it now?
Yep, I got it now.
Perfect.
Okay, why is it coming from Mark Thomas and not Tim Johnson?
Yep, absolutely. Actually, he's my assistant. So I'm like...
What's that?
Thomas is my assistant. And while I'm with you on the call, so he has the system, and he made the email from on my behalf.
Okay. So where's this link at for a Zoom call?
Absolutely. Like, as I mentioned, he's my assistant, right? So whenever I connect with any of my clients, he's the one who connects all kinds of, like, Zoom calls, phone calls, and everything. And then he sends it over to me.
Okay. So where's the link at?
Where is what?
Where is the Zoom link where we can talk?
Yep, I'm sending it over again on this email. We were just checking first. Now you got the email, so let me send it over. One moment here. Okay, did you get the link now on the email?
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
Okay, I got you there.
So what's your name? What's your name?
Tim.
What's that?
You're talking with Tim on the call, right? Tim Jackson.
So what's your name? What is your name?
Sir, this is Thomas Meyer again. I'm not able to hear you again. I think there is something wrong with your system, but I can lip read that you're asking me that. What is my name? My name is Thomas Meyer, but I still cannot hear you.
Okay, well, I got you on my cell phone.
Yeah, just one moment. Just one moment here. Roger, let me just tell him. He's with me on the call, so he'll be sharing the screen, and I just want to have a look on it. So just give me
sure.
one moment. Okay, now Roger, you can share your screen. I'm seeing the screen, and we can, you know, talk it out further.
Okay. Can you hear me at all on my computer?
Yeah, you said you wanted to share the screen and show me the website or something.
Yeah, it says right here, it says host disabled participant screen share.
Yep, screen share.
So what am I doing? You there?
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay, so I'm going to have to talk to you on my phone while we talk on Zoom. Right?
I missed what you said. What did you say?
I said you can't hear me on Zoom.
Yeah, I cannot hear you over the Zoom, but I can hear you over the call, and simultaneously I'm
okay.
Looking at you on the screen, on the Zoom.
Okay, I'm trying to share my screen, so you let me do it, okay?
Sure. Okay, yeah, it's shared now.
Okay. So my question to you is, okay, what I'm trying to do is raise money for cancer.
Okay.
Okay. So what I did is I called different nonprofits that are involved in raising money. They usually use the money for research, or they're using it to help people pay for their medical costs, like transportation for their treatments or anything that's got to do with helping people.
Okay.
So, are you familiar with Shopify? Mm-hmm.